Buzz, hello to the folks listening to the Good Day program up in the Portland area of Oregon, down in the Charlotte area. The Carolinas, big for the Good Day program. Pennsylvania, hello. Texas, hello. Ohio, hello. Salt Lake City, hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Kansas City is a place where I'm becoming more familiar. I have some business out there. I'm going to actually go out there next weekend.
I'm going to Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Here I come.
Yes. Hello. All the folks in the Orlando area listening to Good Day. Nice to have you on board with us here.
I have a business person there, too. His name is Mickey.
Mickey.
Yes.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E, you mean?
Yes, Sam.
Really good for you. Jennifer Horn is here. Roberta Fasanelli.
Mr. Mouse to you.
Who's your what?
Mr. Mouse to you.
Mr. Mouse Club. The Doug Steffen Good Day family does not include Mr. Mouse, but he does show up here once in a while in conversation, as do a lot of other things. The 10-year-old Pennsylvania girl named Sarah Murnaham had her lung transplant last night, and everything seems to be okay, at least as far as we can all figure. At this point, no news to the contrary. So that's a good thing. The Midwest, again today, under threat of the derecho. Yesterday, there was a lot of wild weather. Moving toward the east, we'll have thundershowers up here in the northeast where I am. Where you are, Michael, down in Washington, the risk would be far greater for wild weather. Not much bothering anybody on the west coast. But those of you who are in the mid-central part of our same thing as yesterday, basically. So that's something to keep sort of on the top of your mind. The NSA leaker says he's staying in China. Interview in the South China Morning Post today, focusing on whether he's a hero or not in his own mind. We are questioning or wondering out loud whether this guy is what we thought he was earlier on.
Right. This whole business about giving an interview to a Chinese group.
Well, just because of the Chinese paper doesn't mean they're all bad. The Chinese buy lots of planes from us, for example. The Chinese do not operate any. I think this is interesting. The Chinese operate only Boeing planes. There is not one Chinese carrier that's bought a European Airbus. They all use Boeing planes.
That's good.
Yeah, it is good. But there are about a dozen other things we can find about them we don't like. Anyway, there are a lot of people who still are expressing outrage about what Edward Snowden has done on lots of talk radio programs, depending on the approach the host takes. It can be for Snowden or against him. It's like immigration. You're for it or you're against it. And speaking of that, the immigration bill being considered by Congress this week, what do we think about that? What do we know about that? Jennifer?
The immigration bill?
Yeah.
I like that. It's facing a lot of opposition.
What do you
from
like about
Republicans?
It?
I like the fact that there's going to be something, because I think that we need to come up with some sort of plan. But what I don't like about it is I don't like the fact that it doesn't require people to speak English, and it really basically grants citizenship with no penalties to people. That's really not putting people on a fair playing ground, because there are people that actually waited in line and came the right way. So I don't know. I mean, my thought, and I always get back to my flat tax. You don't have an immigration problem if you do a flat or a sales tax, because then everybody is paying their fair share, and I think that's how you deal with immigration. I'm more of a realist to know that you're never going to be able to take a big butterfly net and round up all the people that are here illegally and send them back to where they came from. So you do have to figure out something so that it's that the overwhelming amount of people that aren't paying their fair share are breaking a system.
All right, let's check in. We've got actually an excerpt from an interview done by CBS newsman Bob Fuss, who is the man in Washington for CBS who's following the immigration bill. Michael, it's cut 118. The pros and cons, if you will, of this. In essence, what we really have is failure to communicate. We really do. I don't think a lot of people know. They just hear immigration, automatically the blinders are up. There's an immigration bill. It's going to protect everybody who's here illegally. And in fact, that's not necessarily the case. But is this the best of all possible worlds? No. It's not even close to being the best of all possible worlds. How much do we have in terms of, because the immigration thing is sort of bubbling back to the surface. We got any social media stuff on this, Kenny?
A couple of comments. John says to fix illegal immigration, start putting illegals in jails, and you will have immediate self-deportation.
Really?
Yeah, and but Lynette's, we already do, don't we? It's just, the no, prisons are one of the things that are overcrowded.
And Lynette says, Speaker of the House John Boehner went from saying the Senate immigration bill was dead on arrival to we will have a bipartisan bill by the end of the year. And she wants to know what happened.
What happened? Yeah. All right. Here's...
The good thing is, I think, that everybody agrees on is that it'll tighten control of the border with Mexico. And that's probably a good thing.
I don't know that I agree with that.
You don't? I think the majority of people believe that that's a good idea.
I don't think you can believe what you want. I don't think that's going to happen at all. I think there are too many interests that are interested in having the borders open because it's good for business. Cheap help. Cheap help. All right, so I'm going to bring you an excerpt from this conversation in a moment, 13 after the hour. Consideration now focusing on Father's Day, what your dad means to you, what did your father teach you, all those things will be part of our conversation tomorrow. Aren't they Friday already?
Already?
Friday already. Father's Day is coming. And a way for you to improve your looks for Father's Day. The solution, in fact, the general solution to whitening your teeth in 5 minutes is a product called Power Swabs. Two words, P-O-W-E-R-S-W-A-B-S. I've been using them. You can use them. Jennifer doesn't need them. Ken, I haven't seen your teeth for a while. How are they looking?
They're pretty good. I drink a lot of tea, but they're still.
All right, and that's what happens. You drink a lot of tea, coffee, wine, you smoke, those sorts of things really mess up the looks of your teeth. They're not white anymore, but they can be. The secret is power swabbing your teeth with this tooth detergent made from coconut oil. Developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger, a renowned dentist, it lifts, the power swab technique lifts the stains off of your teeth. Removes the stains from caps, crowns, veneers. If you'd like to try Power Swabs without risking anything, call 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. You and your family and your friends will love the new look, your bright white smile that emerges when you go down the Power Swabs path. This month they're sending it out free shipping. Call for Power Swabs direct to the manufacturer and distributor, 800-865-7602. You'll love the way your teeth look, and people will compliment you as well they ought to. They're looking at your teeth now and saying, ugly. That'll all change with Power Swabs, 800-865-7602.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.99%, APR 4.16%, that payment could support a $282,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $67,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance costs. For cost information, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3330.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Don't let this be just another average Father's Day. Now through Sunday, Guitar Center celebrates Dad during our Not Your Average Father's Day sale with over 100 special deals throughout the store, like mic or speaker stands, your choice, buy one, get one free. An Epiphone Dreadnought acoustic guitar for just $89, AKG stereo headphones for just $19, or a five-piece electronic drum kit for only $299. Guitar Center's Not Your Average Father's Day sale ends Sunday, because Dad is much better than average.
This Father's Day, Nook makes it easy to find the perfect gift for Dad. The all-new Nook HD Plus tablet, just $149. This week only, save $120. Nook HD Plus is everything Dad wants in a tablet. Ultralight with a 9-inch display, perfect for books, magazines, movies, and TV shows. And now with over 700,000 Android apps and games. Hurry to Barnes & Noble for the best gift for Dad. Nook HD Plus, just $149. An incredible savings of $120. This week only. Android is a trademark of Google Inc.
Are you ready to get away this summer? Then stay at America's Best Value Inn, and you might find yourself playing in Las Vegas. Join our Value Club for the chance to win monthly travel prizes or the grand prize, a four-night VIP stay at the D Las Vegas, a Lexington Legacy Hotel on famous Fremont Street. Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com and get away, stay, and play this summer.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster type. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Hi, the queen of cheap is here with the deals galore from lots of impressive places, Roberta.
Yes, like places like Pee-wee. They're a restaurant, aren't they, Jen? I think you go to them, don't you?
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
No, it's not Pee-wee's Playhouse. It's Pee-wee's Restaurant. I think that's the way you pronounce
it. Just the Chinese place?
Yeah. P-E-I-W-E-I? Is that how you pronounce it, Pee-wee? Well, anyway, whatever it is, you got to buy one, get one free. Pie-wee?
Yeah,
pie-wee. Michael knows about it, so it's okay. It must be in existence.
Buy one, get one free. Staples, if you buy $50 there, they give you a free $10 e-gift card, so that's a pretty good deal. Give it to Dad for Father's Day. How about that? Buy one large pizza, get one free, guess where? At Papa John's, just for Father's Day. They're doing it all the way through Sunday, so you can get a free large pizza when you buy another free large one. We have the promo code for you, and it's on DougStefan.com. You have to go there and take a look to find it. And at Chili's, you can get a free flatbread, and this is a full-size flatbread at Chili's, and we have the coupon for you at DougStefan.com. All you have to do is register for the email club, and we'll tell you how exactly you get the coupon, and you'll find all of these wonderful deals. You know how I love food deals.
Food.
Lots more at DougStefan.com.
All right. Earlier, you did not, some of you may have not heard this conversation about the radio host in Rochester got fired for talking about all of the Asian women that are on the LPGA. Their names sounded like tin cans clanging together. What's his comment? Okay.
Luckily, nobody can fire you, boss.
Well, that's why I'm going to say what I'm going to say. This has to do with the immigration bill as much as anything else. I'm reading through the local news, the Framingham news, just to see what's going on in my hometown. I do that pretty much every day, as you do. And there was a car crash, and a couple of people were killed, and a couple of people were hurt. So I'm looking at the news. Now, then I went back. I scrolled back because there's a list of the last 40 or so accidents in which people either were seriously injured or were killed on this particular site I'm looking at. Do you know that the names that keep showing up are Ariel Mandina Vaca? And let's see here. Who else was involved in the crash yesterday? Andres Juarez and Julio and... What it just brings around to the changing culture as we think about the immigration bill, all these two people who are killed in this were both illegals. And who knows what would have happened if they'd have run into somebody else. That's what I'm thinking about this as I look at it.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. The wheat fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My fondness for the Jive Aces. Our video of the day today presents the King of Jive, the King of Swing, a salute to Louis Prima. And for those of you who don't know who Louis Prima is, or don't think you get into that music, I challenge you, no matter what your age, to sit still whilst listening to this. You can bring up that other one that we use from time to time from the Jive Aces. Why don't you, Michael? There's a new music video actually just out for a brand new song. The King of Jive is what we've got going on right now. When was this recorded? Just a little while ago. This is a current hit for them, right, Kenny?
Yeah, they just posted this video on YouTube and on their Facebook page this week.
Yeah. And this is superb stuff. How can you can't sit still. Really and truly. Jennifer, you sitting still listening to this? Crank it up, Michael.
Having my toes.
What about you, Roberta?
I'm swinging my hips.
And that's something to be, look out, anybody in the nearby vicinity, look out for those hips.
Who wanted to spread happiness and joy?
All right, Michael Forty is at our controls in Washington in place of Richie. And I'm always, he has a bland, I don't know, bland, but he has a dry sense of humor and musical taste. So, honestly, Michael, what do you think of this?
I like it.
You do like it. See how excited he got about that, Kenny?
Well, I think he's jumping and jiving right now.
Nice. Crank it up! Does this have a market in 2013, Kenny?
I hope so.
Yeah. Interesting to see where...
They went to the trouble... They made a music video, and you don't see bands doing that much anymore.
No.
But a real genuine music video to go along with this.
All right, yeah, Michael, where's the other song that we love from them?
Bring me sunshine in your smile.
Ooh-ha.
Make me happy. All the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy we can give to each man you brought tomorrow. Make me happy.
How's my clap, Roberta?
Sounds good.
She usually complains.
Off as usual.
It's not that off.
It's not as off as it usually is.
Thank you, Roberta.
From up above, give me sunshine, give me love.
Oh, go get them. Oh my God, I love this stuff. And no matter how poorly you're feeling, This will fix that. So check out our video of the day, if you will, at DougStephan.com, and check out all of the other things that are going on, including the pictures from my visit to Blue Star Aquaculture, the deals with the Queen of Cheap, Joe Lempert's advice on what sort of foods to buy. You can find out the status of the crowdfunding that I'm running. We've managed to post some information about it on the website at DougStephan.com. You can go over to EastleyFarm.com if you're from the agricultural community and or you want to support local agriculture. These are the sorts of things. I'm more bringing it to your attention here on DougStephan.com because I want people who are in the agriculture business to know what I'm doing to try to work on saving the farm so that you can use the same technique, because this new crowdfunding thing is amazing. And how many movies have we seen people now able to produce because of crowdfunding, Kenny? In the last 4 or 5 months, they've been any number.
They're popping up all the time.
Yeah, they are. And so it's a good way to raise money and to help a project, whatever it is, whether it's a nonprofit or not. So you might want to check that information out. Appreciate whatever support you can lend. It's 28 after. This is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, exercise by itself can tone and firm a flabby body. It can strengthen the internal organs and make everything function right. But without the proper diet to accompany a fitness program, your pet will still be the chubbiest animal on the block. Good eating habits should be developed early in life and maintained carefully by a conscientious owner. When you practice self-discipline and shut your refrigerator door, do your pet a favor by doing exactly the same thing for him. Put away those crunchies. Hide those treats. Nature designed dogs and cats' bodies to carry a certain amount of weight suitable to the size and shape of the breed or combination of breeds. Carrying extra poundage is hard for a pet. The excess weight puts a strain on the animal's heart, lungs, muscles, and every organ of the body. The simplest activities become difficult tasks, sometimes impossible to perform, particularly in an older pet. Keeping your dog or your cat in physically good shape is really important. Exercise is critical. Watch the diet and watch those treats. I'm Warren Eckstein. The other day, a long-time customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamin and mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-4847. 1-800.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
More important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We, the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
After the hour, today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, the news nuggets of the day, courtesy of Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn is here. Our thought for the day comes from Stephen Covey, who wrote, "Our ultimate freedom is the right and power to decide how anybody or anything outside of ourselves will affect us." Think about that. It is deep. People that you love, that may do something that, I mean, it's not somebody that you love, just somebody that's in your life, and maybe it's somebody that you don't even know directly. And I use as an example of this, I suppose, our attitude toward immigration, our attitude toward the NSA, whatever is going on around you, things that you think affect you. Do they really? I think I call your attention back to the story about Monsanto and Dow and DuPont and the way the bees, before you were around, Roberta, we had a conversation about the status of the bees and how it's not really improving. And in essence, with these big chemical companies basically ruining most of the food supply and thus killing off the bees and taking no credit or no understanding for it, that does affect us. Does the NSA surveillance issue affect you? I'm not sure. It may affect some. It annoys us. Does it affect your life? Probably not as directly as what the chemical companies are doing. And then we look at some of the other things. The immigration issue. Does it affect you? I made reference to an accident in which a couple of Hispanics were killed here locally. And the number of accidents that, as I look at the police blotter, involve Hispanics who are here. And then I think about the issue of drunk driving and how many in Los Angeles, for example. I remember reading last winter when I was there in the L.A. Times, Jennifer, how many of the accidents are caused there by illegal. I'm talking about drunk illegals that are killing people.
I don't know how it breaks out with illegals, but they're at happy hour time around 5 o'clock or after 5 o'clock, one in four people that you're driving next to are drunk.
Yeah.
Over the legal limit.
Yeah. Now, how many of those are illegals?
Wow. Probably a lot.
All right. So back to what Stephen Covey wrote. Your ultimate freedom is the right, is the power. You have the power to decide how anybody or anything affects you. You are the person who affects you most. Do you let other people and what they do, what they say, how they interpret things? I've had that happen in my life off and on. Fairly regularly over the past year or so, something that didn't really take place, but that the thought was that it did take place. So I let it bother me until the point came that I knew where I was. I knew in my own heart what the truth was. So if somebody wants to misplace the information or misunderstand or mistake the information, I can't do anything about that. I can hope that they might listen, but you got to be able to listen. You got to have ears open first. But does that affect me? It did, until I started thinking, you know what? I know who I am. I know what I said. I know what I did or didn't do. And how many of you can say the same thing about either something that's occurred to you, Roberta, Jennifer, mm-hmm. Kenny? You've seen things, and I guess we could say in terms of personal relationships, it might affect you. You can come into your head for a minute and think, okay, well, I think he did that, and he didn't really do that, or maybe he did do that, or she did that. Now, can you carry it through to the workplace? How many of you gossip in the workplace about someone else, or you say something about someone because of the way he or she dresses, or maybe even to the point I made earlier, sort of making fun of people's names at one point, or focusing on people who have certain names that sound a certain way, that are involved in certain activities? Are those people upset if I talk about them that way? They can choose to be upset or not. Doesn't make any difference. We are, I guess the point here is that we're all beings who make choices. We can choose to eat food that's from genetically modified seeds. You can make the choice if you know. If you don't know, then it's hard to make the choice. But don't you think that this whole thing comes, it's top down to bottom, whether it's relationships, personal relationships, or whether it's work, or whether it's, let's say, you're involved in Taekwondo like Richie is.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody says, you know, that guy, he's not really very good. You can say golf, not a very good golfer. Not very good at baseball. Whatever it is. Or somebody gossips about, you know, some woman who's the mother of a boy who's not dressed very well in some particular activity. And the women sit around, they gossip. Men do the same thing. Men are horrible gossips.
I have noticed that, yes.
Yeah. I think men may be as bad, if not worse, than women when it comes to gossiping. If that's the word you want to use, telling stories that aren't true, reflecting on things that didn't really happen, but somehow or other it feels good to put somebody else down.
Yeah, you feel better about yourself.
Why?
Mm.
What does that say about you? Right? I mean, isn't that something to think about? Getting very heavily philosophical.
You are.
Goodness. But I do think that we tend to sabotage what might be decent or good relationships with other people because of assumptions that we make that aren't true. Remember the old expression, assumption makes an ass out of you and me. So, I'm hit that the thought from Stephen Covey sort of hit me right between the eyes, because I think we all have to take the power to decide what affects us and what doesn't, whether we do or we don't. But it's part of the everyday conversation on programs like this. You can be extraordinarily vexed about what the president did. You believe what that guy did? Or any number of... do you believe what Snowden did? Can you believe that? Whereas the young lady who got the lung transplant, people that managed to prevail in her behalf, that's pretty cool. 2 points for the parents in that one.
Yep.
Now, yesterday and this week, we've been talking about the medical community and the morning after pill. Roberta had very strong opinions about this and has expressed them. Mm-hmm. Jennifer has. So I think most of us have one way or another. Here is a report featuring a doctor who is a OBGYN guy. Stuart Jones is his name. He talks about how he feels with regard to the discussion of the morning after pill in his own community, the medical community.
I know you're not a philosopher, and I know you're not an ethicist, so I don't want to delve into that world too hard. But I'm curious, has there been conversation in your department, I mean obstetrics, gynecology, doctors generally for this move, against this move, and whichever way, why is it? Why is it the doctors feel the way they do about it?
You know, it's there's not been a lot of conversation. However, myself, kind of a mixed picture, a mixed view on this. One, I think that how is it benefit? Well, a lot of these women or young ladies may not have access to their physicians or to a physician in that first 12 hours, and that's where it's most effective. You know, it's 92% effective in the first 12 hours, 82% in the first 72 hours, and 62% effective if taken within the first 120 hours.
Okay.
And so it allows them to get that pill in quicker and so thus be more effective, and it basically inhibits the ovulation in that first 12 hours, and that's how it main function of how it works. Second function is by basically inhibiting the sperm from fertilizing the egg as well. These work better in those first 12 hours. Having said that, you know, I feel it's somewhat of an opportunity, missed opportunity to counsel these patients, and especially the patients that may be using this in a routine fashion, you know, twice a month, three times a month, or every other month, and looking at a way that, you know, a better form of contraception than the way, less side effects and more effective to them. So it is a mixed picture for us physicians.
And that's the other thing as a follow-up to what you just said there. What are some of those side effects? I mean, if you're talking about someone who this now is their, I hesitate to say main form of, you know, avoiding pregnancy, but, you know, again, there's the possibility of that. What might that do to a young woman's body?
The main side effects are that of nausea. 18% of these women will have a significant amount of nausea. 4 to 5% will start vomiting, taking the medication. Causes a lot of irregular bleeding that first month or so. And so it'll throw the cycles off as well. In terms of safety, it really is a pretty safe form. There are not any significant serious complications that have been reported with it. And, you know, the interesting thing, as you say, about using this as a main form of contraception, the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology did look at this, and they showed that having that available did not increase the utilization of, decrease utilization of condoms or other hormonal contraception in these women. For most people, it was a one-time thing or here and there thing and not using it, but it does worry if that were to be the case.
So it's a one-time thing. Comments about that discussion, Roberta?
I think the points that he makes are very valid. A one-time thing, certainly. My question is you know, the costs of the morning after pill. I mean, there is sometimes a significant cost depending on your insurance carriers and whether or not it is covered. So I think the very cost alone would probably discourage people from using it just as, you know, a common type of contraception,
so an
as opposed to the pill, let's say.
An 11-year-old
is not using
is gonna,
a not insurance
gonna go
card.
Anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Or an 11-year-old, they said the costs vary from $10 to $70. And
a pill.
That's a pill. That's not the kind of money an 11-year-old is going to have.
It's kind of like Viagra. All right. What do you think, Jeff? Oh, is it? That's expensive,
how is it
too.
Like Viagra?
It's expensive.
It's
that's
expensive.
It.
It's yeah. How
do not...
What?
How do you know it's expensive?
It's easy to find out how expensive it is. You look at any
on the internet
ad for Viagra,
or
any
you just
of the
pay the guy at Rite Aid.
Yeah, Jen, he's a gentleman of a certain age.
All right, really, and you're a lady of a certain age.
Yes, I am, and I use hormone replacement therapy, and I'm proud of it. Yes.
Maybe you ought to use a little more, Jennifer. What do you think of that?
You know what? I thought the doctor said was very well thought out and poignant, and he expressed it in a good scientific way. I want to be clear on this. I don't have a problem with this pill being available. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
What I do have a problem with is the fact that it just... What I would like is for parents to be responsible for their children and also have the right to know what's going on with their children. And I think that there is a possibility, not in all cases, where having something like this available is I feel like if you're 11,
makes it easier for it to happen.
Yeah, if you, it's just easier. If you're 11, I want to know if my kid is taking a drug.
What we just said about the cost is going to make it pretty prohibitive for the average kid.
I'm looking it up here. You'd be surprised how much cash kids have access to now.
Well, $45 for the generic brand at CVS. Mm-hmm. They said at Walmart, $35 to $60, depending on the state.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not something you go in and you plunk down $5 and they give you a morning after pill.
Mm. All right. This debate is not over, but we have our television report to consider. Jennifer's up next with a review of things that are going on the boob tube. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
So, kids, how was your day? Polo shirt, how about you?
My name's Brian.
Oh, Testy. Golf bag? Do you upset your little brother?
Stop calling me golf bag!
Honey, you have to stop calling them by the Father's Day presents you want from Kmart.
You're right, I'll stop. Sorry, Grill.
You did not just call me Grill.
Jill, I meant Jill.
Kmart has everything you need for a great Father's Day, including surprise points for members. Check shopyourway.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 5:30. Points expire 6:15 and vary by status and other factors.
Kids, listen up. I think Mom can read our minds.
Okay, how do you know?
She got me exactly what I wanted for Father's Day. That's how I know. A pair of Adidas and a sweet Timex watch.
Maybe she just went to Kohl's.
Yeah, or maybe she can scan our brainwaves.
I wonder if she knows about the time you gave us ice cream. For breakfast.
Don't even think it!
This Father's Day, come to Kohl's. It's the only place that has the gifts he really wants, plus the savings on top of savings that you really love. Kohl's Celebrate Dad Weekend Sale is this Friday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hey, new kid, you need to know something about me. I love Honeywell products. No matter what the job, they've got safety covered. Grainger is where we get it, with names you know and trust. UVEX safety glasses, Howard Light hearing protection, North Respiratory, Miller Fall Systems. Love them. Honeywell, recommended for safety, trusted by me. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, let's get to the channel switchers.
Yes.
Find out whether you have something good to celebrate. A lot of the television shows for summertime are on now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether you like them or not.
I like
Royal.
Rookie Blue. It's my favorite.
Yeah, Royal Pains is sort of an interesting show. But some of those other shows that have been around for summer replacement have been good as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that the networks are working harder because there's more of a battle for viewers anyway with some of the newer shows that are out. Mistresses, Alyssa Milano.
Oh, I have that on my DVR. I haven't watched it yet. Yes.
Yeah. All right, so what else have you got?
All right, so the Edward R. Murrow Awards were yesterday. I know it's hard to believe that, like, you know, what's his face?
Edward R. Murrow?
No, who's the guy that hosted the Tonys? Neil Patrick Harris was not hosting. He did not sing and dance at the Edward R. Murrow Awards. Mm-hmm. But CBS, ABC, and CNN were the top honorees in television. CNN got 3 awards for its coverage in Syria. CBS led all network radio and television categories with 7 awards. That's for their radio and for their TV, national TV news. And ABC took home 5 Edward R. Murrow Awards for its coverage in specifically Newton and also Hurricane Sandy.
Who cares?
I do, because...
Okay, good. I just asked.
You know, I used to be a journalism student.
I'm looking at some of these shows that are on, that are coming on this summer. Crossing Lines,
mm-hmm.
a crime, international crime drama with Donald Sutherland. I wonder how much it costs to produce a show like
cable
that.
Cable shows have it down. They have the way to do it. I mean, they've got the formula.
It's not a cable. This is an NBC show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With Donald Sutherland, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Why I asked the question. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Hey, the Disney Channel canceled Good Luck, Charlie. So, hey, good luck, Charlie.
What was Good Luck, Charlie?
We actually had some of their cast members on our show not too long ago. It's a really popular show with kids, but it kind of ran its course. So they might do a few movies after this, but they've canceled the TV show at the end of the 2014 season. Now, Betty White has a new job. God love her because she is working like crazy. NBC is bringing her in for the final episode of Save Me. She's going to play God.
Good.
Ann Hesh talks to God. God is Betty White.
Well as she should. All right. So there's a little,
perfect casting.
TV news. Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program, 51 after the hour.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation, or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Is here from the Money Pit. You can call 888-MONEY-PIT anytime, day or night. Ask a question. You'll get a snappy answer from, I hope it's from Leslie, because her voice is more pleasant at times.
Why? Because the answer will be right.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so MoneyPit.com. I got it right this time. Aren't you pleased? MoneyPit.com. Yes, go to MoneyPit.com. Tom has answers to questions. Some of them may be coming from you. We'll get answers to... I'm into the DIY thing. I just said that to yourself.
Yes.
You and yourself. So I'm going to ask you a couple of things in general that you've posted on, and then let's see if we can get to a couple of letters, questions from listeners. Just a matter of moments as Good Day continues.
Don't let this be just another average Father's Day. Now through Sunday, Guitar Center celebrates Dad during our Not Your Average Father's Day sale with over 100 special deals throughout the store, like mic or speaker stands, your choice, buy one, get one free. An Epiphone Dreadnought acoustic guitar for just $89, AKG stereo headphones for just $19, or a five-piece electronic drum kit for only $299. Guitar Center's Not Your Average Father's Day sale ends Sunday, because Dad is much better than average.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Radio Home Improvement Program. The DIY way of fixing things, remodeling. One wonders whether this is a trend that's on its way up or down when the economy's not so great. Doesn't do-it-yourself get to be more popular because people just can't afford to hire some guy who's going to charge them $25, $30, $40, $50, $60 an hour to do the work that you may not do as well, but you can figure out how to do it.
Well, certainly when the economy is down, there's more folks that are trying to tackle their own home improvement products. There was a study by remodelormove.com that basically confirmed that now that the economy is getting better, fewer folks are doing it themselves and more folks are hiring than before, which, I mean, makes sense because exactly. If you can afford it, you know, and you don't have the time to do it, then that's certainly a good option. Plus, if you're tackling a project that, you know, is really above your skill set, you may be making some costly or perhaps even dangerous mistakes. So there are things that you should do and things that you should not do.
Okay. You were asking me off the air about the crowd fund.
Yes.
Which is explained on my website for my farm here in Framingham. And one of the things that we're raising money, there are all kinds of things that are falling into disrepair because they just can't keep up with it anymore. And that was one of the reasons for this. We started doing a deck, and I was wondering, the inexpensive way of doing it was to take lumber that we had around.
Right.
And then I thought to myself, we either ought to use something that's really strong and will last because we have a lot of foot traffic. So do we use pressure-treated wood? Do we use those composite? Are they board? Do you call it composite boards?
Yeah, composite lumber. And, you know, composite lumber, Doug, can literally last for decades. I mean, we've seen this. Unfortunately, we just lost a major portion of a boardwalk here along the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
But had it not been for Hurricane Sandy, the boardwalk in Spring Lake, which I believe is a Trex boardwalk, was down for over 10 years.
What does that
10,
mean?
15
Trex
years. Trex is a composite decking manufacturer, excellent product, available all over the place, Home Depot, et cetera.
Yeah.
And, you know, the wood just doesn't wear out. And even in a place like a boardwalk, we've got, you know, thousands and thousands of people walking on that in the exposure to sun and salt. So, you know, you can't beat the durability of composite lumber compared to traditional lumber. You know, that said, I totally respect the old sort of farm way of doing things, that if you need some lumber, you took a building apart, you go upcycle the lumber.
Yeah, you know what I've done. Every year, pretty much in the springtime, I find a building, a barn or a house to take down, and I use all that stuff and recycle it.
Hey, I can't tell you how many times, you know, in the years I was a home inspector, that I would go up in the attic of an old house and see lumber that was used for rafters that clearly used to be part of a different building.
Yeah.
That's the way it was done.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with doing it that way. I couldn't imagine. The building inspector can't say, you can't use used wood.
That's right.
As long as it's
structurally sound.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think there's too much of that stuff now, and you wonder what the real influence or safety factor may be. If it's something that's been used, let's say it was a floor joist in a cellar and it was dry, the wood's going to be as good unless they have the termites in it.
It doesn't wear out. That's absolutely correct. As long as you have the patience to take it apart, pull the nails out, you can use it again.
888-MONEY-PIT. Call that number anytime or go online to moneypit.com to check out more of Tom's Home Improvement Radio program that he has every week. I'm a big supporter of that.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.